Giselle Delgadillo says her 3-year-old son Bruno sometimes has up to 300 seizures a day. He has Dravet syndrome, a severe form of epilepsy.
It's 24 hours. I put him to sleep. Next to me, I have to hold his hand or his leg because he's constantly seizing.
He requires constant care from Delgadillo, a former teacher and single mom from Miami. She also has an 8-year-old daughter. She says doctors have tried everything. Last year, they decided to try potassium bromide, a veterinary drug.
He's taken all the medications available for Dravet syndrome, and they haven't helped him at all.
She can't know its true effects. Bruno doesn't speak or communicate, and there's not much she can read about it either.
Honestly, I am not really quite sure for the side effects because when I look it up, I have to read on the point of view from an animal.
She's part of a group of Florida moms with sick kids pushing for a different option, medical marijuana. They call themselves the Canna Moms.
I joined the Canna Moms because we were desperate mothers trying to save our children.
They tell their stories at conventions like this one in Boca Raton and in front of legislative committees. They want to spread the word that Charlotte's Web is limited in what it can do. Canna Mom Mariah Barnhart gives her 3-year-old daughter Dahlia cannabis for aggressive brain cancer.
Even for epileptic patients, most of them have had to add either THCA or THC into their child's regimen.
The Canna Moms want that option in Florida. After Dahlia's diagnosis in December, Barnhart moved from Tampa to Colorado because Dahlia could get injections of cannabis oil there.
She almost immediately was no longer at risk for having to have a feeding tube put in. She got her appetite back, in fact, started gaining weight while on chemotherapy for brain cancer, which is pretty much unheard of, especially in pediatric patients. She was taken off of all of her antiemetics for nausea and vomiting, appetite stimulants, Neurontin for neuropathy pain, morphine for generalized pain.
Barnhart says Dahlia's tumor is shrinking, and she attributes that to the cannabis. They came back to Tampa in June after lawyers said Barnhart could continue her daughter's treatment under Florida's medical necessity defense. She wants to be here to fight for Amendment 2.
She gets up every morning happy to be alive, and to see her have all of that ripped from her and to be able to give it back to her means more to me as a mother than anything I'll ever witness with my own eyes for the rest of my life.
Canna Mom Renee Petro's 12-year-old son, Brandon, has a seizure disorder known as FIRES. She wants to get him off the medications he's been on for the last 4 years. She says they cause hallucinations and depression.
He actually asks to commit suicide.
She's been giving him cannabis oil because she's heard it can help wean him off of the prescription drugs. Because of that, she says she got a visit from the Hillsborough County Child Protective Unit.
But I let them in because I'm not hiding anything.
They came in, asked some questions, and left. Petro hired a lawyer and says she hasn't been contacted since. The Canna Moms say that's the kind of thing that scares people who could benefit from medical marijuana. And one reason, says Barnhart, they must share their stories.
Everyone would be as compassionate as us if they really, really understood, and that's our job.
The Canna Moms have formed both nonprofit and for-profit organizations and plan to keep touring the state between now and November. I'm Sam Luvisi in Miami.